Welcome to our morning show. Today it is our day to talk about grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, maybe boast about grace a little bit as we recap the year we had just a couple of weeks ago. The actual Walk for Grace took place. Eileen Stevens is here, and she'll be talking about some of the upcoming things as we look at the official cap to the year. June Nee, the walk chair, is here, and Marge Bisco is going to be here. She's talked about the money for us in the past that is raised, and I think some good numbers, so we'll find out about that in just a little bit. Eileen, first of all, I guess your impressions on Grace a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, good morning, Phil. Yes, I mean, it was a phenomenal evening, even though we had the rain, but people still had fun. The attendance was down, but, you know, it was a great night. With the silent auction and, you know, the luminaries, they were set up, but the rain kind of took them out. But still, it was a great night. The food vendors had excellent food, silent auction, bucket raffle. It was a great evening.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think it was hard to judge the crowd because, yeah, it was wet. But I think people kind of didn't mill about as much. They were inside at the community center gym quite a bit to look at all the auction items.
Yes, the gym was quite full with everybody checking out their bids. And every time the rain would come again, a little heavier, that would fill up again. And then they'd come out and get their food. But it was nicely attended for the weather.
Indeed. And some good numbers, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But I think that's the one we have to tell ourselves, is that a lot of money was raised even before that night too, wasn't it?
Correct, it was. And this year too, I mean, we have to look at it. We didn't have a car this year. So, you know, that certainly is going to have, we're going to have lower numbers this year because we didn't have a big raffle such as we did last year. But I mean, I'm anxious to hear the numbers, the preliminary numbers that Marge will be sharing with us.
Wonderful. I thought that the representatives of Carbone and from Gunderson did a really nice job of discussing where some of the money goes.
They did. And you know, last year we had one of the doctors out on Friday night. Everybody liked it, so we decided this year with the walk committee that we invited them down. I thought it was excellent. Anybody that was there that heard them really enjoyed having that firsthand information directly from them as to what they're doing with the money that we give them, how thankful they are for the money we give them, because without these feeder funds to do their basic research, they can't get the big bucks from, you know, the health, national health education and stuff like that. They need the feeder funds to do the basic research to go for the big money.
Grace is going to be award-winning officially, and that's coming up in the fall. Can you tell us about that?
They are. We were pretty excited to learn about it, and they did tell me that we could share it, which I did on Friday night at the walk. The Gunderson Medical Foundation, they are awarding Grace with the Gunderson Philanthropic Award, and that's because, and what they do with their money is kind of like Grace. It's education, it's research. You know, we give the money to them for research, and they have recognized that as of, you know, the night of the walk, we were, of 2026, before this year, we've given them almost $1 million. They recognize that. They're very thankful for that. And so they are recognizing Grace. And I mean, this is 23 years of recognition and hard work that everybody out there who's donated a penny this is their award. It's for them.
And some members of the Grace board will be heading that way in October then?
Yes, we're waiting for all the information to come, and but we'll, whoever from the, you know, they'll send us an invitation, and we'll go up, and it's be all new. I mean, we've never received this award before, so it'll be pretty exciting.
Excellent. June Nee is here as well. June, let's talk about the walk a little bit, and how did things go from your standpoint?
Good morning, Phil. They went, I thought, very well, too. It is unfortunate with the rain. We kept watching it all day. We made the decision early on to stay at the park because the rain chance was fairly low, and it was probable just some sprinkles, light rain. We thought that was manageable, but it ended up a little bit more than that, which put a little bit of a damper on things. But overall, you know, we celebrate a year of all the hard work that the teams do, and the fundraising and everything. So it was really, I thought, a great evening, and it was exciting to have Jake O stop and play us a few songs, even though it was pouring down rain. That was a lot of fun.
It was kind of a live music aspect, which we hadn't had for a while. Here at the station that night, we only had 11/100ths of an inch of rain. I'm not sure the park might have had a little bit more, but it wasn't very hard. It just never stopped, right?
Right.
And you guys had to make a decision in the morning after you kind of had things set up. And
yes, so it was kind we of really do. We have to make that decision early because it would take a lot of work to move everything, get the word out, move how we're going to set up our auction and all that. And with the chances fairly low and everything, we just really thought the best idea was to keep it at the park. Now, if it would have been severe weather coming or something, that would have been a different story. But, you know, unfortunately, the light rain was enough to ruin almost all of the luminaries, which we all felt very bad about. It is something which just couldn't be helped. But because we wanted to put them out and there was lots of discussions about it, it looked like the rain was done, and so we got them out, and there came another little downpour. So, unfortunately, there are no luminaries that were able to be saved. So, I know a lot of people look for them to pick them up at the Grace office after the walk, but there are none left.
On the positive side, what were some things that you took from that you think went well?
Oh, I thought, well, first of all, I just want to thank our ambassadors again, because every year, they are just one of the biggest lights of our walk, I think. Gary Schwartz, Nancy Gear, Babe Kraska, and Mike Bradford. What an amazing group. And I just want to thank them again for sharing their stories. Now, that's a hard thing to do sometimes. Cancer is a hard thing to go through. Sometimes to tell your story is... it's hard to put those words out there, but your story can change somebody else's life. It can change, you know, how somebody else maybe takes care of themselves. And so I want to thank the ambassadors. I just think they did such a great job for us this year. And my committee chairs, amazing group of people, and I hope I have them all back next year. I just want to thank all of them because they worked very hard. Very hard all year for me. And then all of those who volunteer to help out. And like Eileen said, our food vendors were amazing. I tried to get a little bit of something from everybody. The food was amazing. And so there were just a lot of things that I thought did go well. And I, you know, having the live music, that little bit of special guest, I wish people would have been able to be out there and enjoy Jayco. I think a lot of people in the building didn't even realize it was going on. So...
right. I did notice lines at the food stands, so I think that they did pretty well for the most part.
And I'm glad a lot of people enjoyed being in the building and supporting our bucket raffle and our silent auction, too, because that, you know, that's a big part of our fundraising is those things on that night. And both of them had really amazing items. And thank you again to everybody who donated to our silent auction and bucket raffle and the live radio auction. So I'm glad people were enjoying that. I kept sneaking in there, checking on a few things, and people were chatting and having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes it a lot of fun. I think there's a lot to go along with that. And
yes.
Hopefully we're able to continue that in the future. So I know you recently had kind of a recap of the year and you took input from those involved in Grace. But I think you're open to anybody is out there and they've got an idea, maybe some things they'd like to see for Grace. You'd really like to hear from them.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, we've just finished our 23rd year. That'll end on Monday. So we'll start year number 24. And so there's always a good thing to have a little change, you know. So we're open to new ideas. Anybody out there? I know I put out an email for my teams and my committee members if you had any ideas or what you thought didn't go well, what you would like to see. I didn't get a lot of feedback but if there is somebody out there that you know you would like to throw me out an idea, you know, just send an email at walkwithgrace.com and send an email through there, and they'll make sure I get it.
Good. We hope people will do that. Well, we want also some good news here from Marge Biscoe, who is here to talk a little bit about how it went. How you doing, Marge?
Good. Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you in here. Let's talk a little bit about it. You know, last year, as Eileen said, we had a car raffle and some different things, and I wasn't sure about the numbers. And that first time you came to me during Grace Night with that first amount, I was blown away. Were you surprised in any way or not?
A little bit, but you know, we've had some fundraisers. We've been getting money through the year. And I've said many times, we have a very generous community, very giving in many ways. And so, you know, some of the things I can share with you, like the calendar raffle, figured these aren't final totals because we're still working on balancing and stuff, and we wait till the end of the month. In balancing our books for the end of our year, which is the end of August. So calendar raffles around 36,000, silent auction around 5,000, bucket raffle 3,200. We have luminaries about 4,400. Of course, the radio auction 33,000. Race for Grace, which we had in the spring, around 10,000. And then our merchandise is around 900. And talking of merchandise, we have shirts at the office, and we would gladly like to see if someone would like one. Please step up either on Tuesday or Thursdays between 11 and 3. They're $10. You know, we'd love for you to have a t-shirt that, you know, we thought they were very special this year.
Mm-hmm. They were very nice to go along with the country's 250th and kind of a red, white, and blue. So it's right. A nice keepsake, isn't it?
It is. It is, really is. You see people wearing shirts all the time of different years, different things, like the race. Those shirts are out and about. The vests, you know, for when they do walk around the world. So, yeah, we're getting the word out. People are wearing them and very proudly, which we're glad to see.
Do you compare numbers from year to year, or is every year just kind of its own thing?
Every year is their own thing, but yet, you know, like Eileen said, we didn't have the big ticket thing. We didn't have the car this year, but yet we still did well. I think we did really well considering everything. Amy, her flowers.
Yes.
That was, another big one with four. And, she had to move, new location. I think it did well for her. So, yeah. But it sounds like we'll be watching for her next year because we have another new location for her next year. Okay. So we just have to listen for that.
Oh, people flock for those flowers, that's for sure.
Yes. So, I mean, I can give you a total.
Oh, okay. So this is
As of today, I still have money coming in a little bit now and then. So right now, we are $374,984.66.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
And still growing. So we have until Monday, the 31st, right?
Yes.
To turn things in officially. And
you know, if you have a fundraiser, and I believe there was one today.
Okay.
So, you know, anxious to see how they did with their fundraiser, which was the hospital. But if you've got fundraisers and you're still going, you've got to the end of the month, turn the money in, get credit for this year. I mean, if you want to hang on to it and do it for next year, September 1st starts next year.
I was amazed when you were giving the numbers about how much the calendar raffle brings in. That's a huge moneymaker for
you. Oh, it is. It really is. Yes. Yeah, we're very fortunate. You know, people like calendar raffles. They like to win something. And, yeah.
People call the station often about wondering if they won and things like that. If they did, or, you know, what's the best thing to do?
Actually, we do have it on the website. At the end of August, when the last one is drawn, I will have a printout. If you want one sent to you personally, just contact us through the website or, you know, let them know that you want one, and we will gladly mail it to you.
We'll be pulling those names the rest of the weekend here, and then, big one on Saturday, I believe it is, right? And then, or Monday.
Monday,
that'll be the last day of the month.
Yeah, Monday will be the last one.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Anything else you want to talk about in terms of numbers?
I just want to thank, you know, we've got so many volunteers. We really appreciate them and all that they do to help us. And then we go into individuals and teams. We have industries, organizations that donate to us. And we really do appreciate it because without them, we wouldn't be where we are. You know, we really do appreciate them giving to us because it does help. And, you know, maybe it's someone in their family. Maybe they know someone. I think we all do that has been stricken by cancer. And we just want to help.
It's always impressive to see some of like the industries. Rockwell, I know, has been a big supporter, and you know the Richland Hospital, which is a big employer. Mm-hmm. And nice to see those employees, staff members, all kind of get together and help you out too, right?
They do, and you know they've got a lot of neat ideas for fundraisers and such. And yeah, it's fun to see what they have.
Good deal. So if anybody has any money out there that they'd like to turn in, come to Richland County Bank?
They can come to Richland County Bank. Yep. I'll be there Monday. So, okay. Yep. Gladly take it.
Wonderful. We'll be back with more good news about Grace coming up on the morning show after this timeout. Welcome back to the morning show here on WRCO, talking about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, as we do each fourth Friday. And we've been bringing you good news all year. This is kind of almost the final recap. Eileen Stevens is here, and let's talk a little bit about some other things, some wrap up here on the morning show today.
Well, it is. I mean, yeah, like Friday night at the walk when we were there, you know, it just hit me. It's like, you know, we just completed our 23rd year. We're starting our 24th year next week, and it's like 12 months, we start our 25th year, which, I mean, to me is incredible. It's amazing. You look at the people who were that started the organization. It was, you know, conversation that fed off an idea, and you brought in family, you brought in friends, you brought in more volunteers. So, I mean, this is a celebration for everybody as we lead up to this, this 24th year, wrapping up our 23rd. And as Marge said, you have some funds you'd wondering what to do with, we would be happy. She will get those deposited for you and a receipt off to you for a donation there. But I mean, it's just, there's so many. I noticed too, some of the donors for the radio auction, their businesses are actually outside of our service area, but they know they're serving customers in our service area, and they're so happy and to give back to the service area of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. And that just really caught me how, you know, a couple of those businesses that they're outside of our area, and they recognize the great things we do. So, and you look, I mean, as we grow, we do have a couple positions on the board. So this is a great time. If anybody's like, hey, I would really like to be involved in this, the 25th's coming up, a great organization, we'd love to talk to you. So we've got, like I said, a couple spots open there. We're always looking, how do we change things? Because like I said at the walk, it's like we have to attract the younger generations to keep the support system going strong. And sometimes that does require an upgrade or a remodel to continue to grow in the future. And everybody knows it's hard to get volunteers. The society has changed. And I think we need to look, how do we attract those younger volunteers to keep this going for the next 25 years?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So again, you're open for suggestions.
We are open for suggestions. You've got our phone number, 608-604-8255. Our email, one big word, gracelocalcancer@gmail. Always open for suggestions. And, I always tell people, if you have a complaint, I want three ideas to remedy it. You know, don't just complain. Tell us, give us ideas of how we could fix it, and be willing to come to the table and help.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think, that's a good challenge for people out there. June, the official wrap-up is coming up in October, correct?
Yes, we'll have our annual meeting that we have every year, and that will take place the third Thursday, which is October 15th. The time and place is... we're still in the planning stages, so all that is to be determined, but just wanted to remind everybody to be on the lookout for that, and please join us. This is a time when we'll have all the information out there, the total raised on everything, pictures. We have a whole program that they put together, and then also the research doctors will be back. They will collect their checks, and then they'll also be able to talk a little bit more about what the GRACE funding is helping with. So if someone missed that at the walk, because that was another really good part of the walk, is we had a representative from Carbone and Gunderson Amplify, and they were both very good. So if you missed that because of the rain and you didn't come out, please join us for our annual meeting, and you'll be able to hear the doctors speak a little bit then.
Oh, are you doing any other fundraisers or anything like that the night of the wrap-up in October?
You know, I don't know. Like I said, we're still in that planning stage.
Yep,
so.
Still in the planning. We'll try to have, some maybe silent auction or bucket raffle items and to draw people to come in and participate, because it's really an excellent meeting to be part of, to hear that firsthand again from the doctors. And they tell what they're doing in layman's term, and it's nice to know how appreciative they are.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Marge, teams, I'm just impressed by teams that get out. They're probably, some of them already making plans. I think there's some teams having things in September already, aren't they?
There are. You find that the ones that have been with us for a while, they have their months that they set thing aside, like golfing or bowling or just rummage sales or whatever. They're planning now because they're looking toward what next year. And they've got the volunteers in their groups also that are helping do the fundraising. Some of the teams are very small and some of them are very big, but it doesn't matter your size. I mean, it's all benefiting the same cause.
And teams with their team totals, you usually have something that can go on a plaque too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're working on that, making sure we get final totals for each team. You'll get if you don't have a plaque, we sure will order you one. Then we'll get the plate so you can put it on there. That will be given to you at our annual meeting.
Great. And I know you've been involved in Grace since its beginning. Why do you think it's survived? What makes it strong, Marge?
What makes it strong? I think community, caring, it's important to the community, to individuals, because like I've said before, everyone's been struck one way or another by cancer, and I think they want to be involved. They want to find the cure.
Mm-hmm. Feel like they're making a difference.
They are, yes, and they are making a difference. They're making a difference in people's lives. We're able to help the patients, that need that little extra help, whether it's paying for groceries or gas or medical or just, every day so they can do their everyday living. Just take a little bit of that pressure off of them.
Yeah. Well said. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Thank you, Phil, and everything WRCO has done. We appreciate you.
You bet. We are glad to help out. Eileen Stevens, June Nee, Marge Bisco on this portion of the morning show talking all about Grace.